The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
My story is much too sad to be told. But practically everything leaves me totally cold.
Frank Sinatra!
The only exception I know is the case.
And Cole Porter, of course.
When I'm out on a quiet spree, fighting vainly the old ennui. That's French. And I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face.
Joe on the radio with Frank and Al and Debbie. Getting Wednesday started, baby.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't move me at all. Tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick?
That's the old man in Paris. And we've been playing, I asked Al to play that. If you get a chance, this is, as critics called it, a vital recording that came out in the 1970s. I believe 1997 this recording came out, and yet it had been around for years and years. And the old man, Dad, had do this in the early 60s, mid-60s. I told you he went on a tour after a breakup, I think, with Ava Gardner, and he wanted to raise money for children. So just to get his mind off of things, he did a tour around Europe, raised $1 million for kids, God bless him. And but it's a great recording, and it's a great, and it's just a sextet, you know, with a rhythm section and a alto saxophone. Just spectacular. Irv Kotler on drums. I should get the configuration, the members of the band, too. I'll have to get that information, because it's just a vital recording as Sinatra in Paris. Just to hand it off to you. Hey, so it's a crazy day with all politics and everything, but we love you for listening, and we love you for staying in tune. And if you want to call 877-970-2999 on the Balance of Nature show phone lines, you're welcome to call in. A lot going on, and just breaking it all down. You know, the Senate goes to 1 a.m. It's starting at 1 p.m., and Adam Schiff's complaining about it. And now even the Republican attorneys general, this is a breaking story, in a letter submitted to the Senate Wednesday morning, this morning, and that's up. This is from Fox News, urged the chamber conducting Donald Trump's trial to reject the impeachment articles, if not expressly repudiated by the Senate, this letter says. The theories animating both articles will set a precedent that is entirely contrary to the framers' design and ruinous to the most important governmental structure protections contained in our Constitution, the separation of powers. That is from the Republican Attorney General, but it's very true, because I think if you let this go and this goes on, this political takedown, and unfortunately, we have no one to really, the president can say all he wants, this is a witch hunt, this is a hoax. It doesn't stop it. It doesn't stop it. You still have Nancy Pelosi personally with this vendetta against his president, you know, and then with the pressure from the far left, far, far left of the Democratic Party, she went ahead with the impeachment. And you and I are going, well, how, what? What is this? And I'll tell you what, I felt the same way when Bill Clinton was impeached. Well, come on, move on. Let's get on with this. And there's so much that we have to worry about. You know, I got to tell you, we talk about drug prices. And Frankie, I got to ask you, as you know, and again, you know, we're all covered. We have a program here, program. You know what the deductible is on the prescription drugs for me? $2,300.
Wow.
Listen to me. $2,300. And now I went in and I said, and they said, okay, Joe, that's $300 for some kind of, you know, Synthroid, whatever I was buying. Mm. I'm going like, sorry, what is that? And the pharmacist, how many times do you go to a pharmacist and they shake their head and they say, I don't know what to do about it. This is your deductible. So I have to pay up out of my pocket $2,300 to get coverage. If that's not an egregious assault on us as citizens, you can't come up with a better deal than that. And I don't care. And it's insurance companies that are the healthcare industry. And they're, and by the way, the drug companies, and we love them in New Jersey. At one time, the New Jersey was the medicine chest of the world. Remember, all the drug companies would come here, and some are still here for sure. But they don't lower the prices. And for example, if you're the governor of New Jersey, don't you say, let me help out, and we have got all the oil refineries in Jersey that we got. You could tell by the driving down the New Jersey Turnpike when you see that flame going off, you know, and you smell in the car, what is that stinking? It's gonna, look at me, man. It's that flame over there. And the flame, you know, that because it's all oil refineries up and down the Jersey Turnpike. Yet we still don't get, we used to get cheap gas. But once we get cheap gas, then they go, well, you know what we're going to do? We're going to tax you more on gasoline, and we're going to add 23 cents a gallon to gasoline.
Our gas is still cheaper, though, than the surrounding areas.
Yeah, but not enough, in my opinion, Albert. And the same thing with drug prices. If you have drug prices, and they're astronomical as they are, yet you are the state manufacturing or the headquarters for a lot of these drug companies, drop the drug prices for at least the people of New Jersey.
Or make a generic version that, you know.
Well, please, no. I mean, to get into it even more, and I've done a lot of research on this, and it can be done. And I'll tell you what the plan is. You want to say, oh, well, what's the plan, Joe? What's the answer? Because we could whine and complain all we want, but you can create generic drugs, and you go to the stressed areas. I'm going to say this till I'm blue in the face, and hopefully Governor Murphy is listening, and they get started, or the legislature is listening. You get a company. You get Johnson & Johnson. You get some of these drug companies, and you go to Paterson, New Jersey. You go to Vineland, New Jersey. Go to the stressed areas, man, and you go, and you build manufacturing, and you make generic drugs in the state of New Jersey in these stressed areas, and you teach people how to do that.
Look at Merck. Merck is in Linden. I mean, Linden is not exactly a wonderful town to grow up in. It's in a stressed area.
I'm just saying
because I've spoken to people from Merck as they come over to Rahway and various places when I go have a beer or whatever.
And you got to give Merck, I'm sure they're paying astronomical taxes. I mean, and they say they don't,
sure,
but I know they are.
Yeah, they
but
are.
Still, create the jobs. Create the fact that I have a $2,300 deductible. Is that what you have, Albert? You have that deductible?
I don't have our company.
Oh, you
have my wife's insurance, which I don't mean to be rude. I don't mean to be, well.
Yeah. Now, that's why you stay
reason
married.
Number, that's reason number seven.
Honey, let me you got a crook in your neck. Let me take you to the doctor, honey. Oh, I got good.
Actually, my wife is getting an MRI this morning. No. Obviously, she works for a medical company. Her insurance is very good.
I'll leave my platonic friends. I won't take platonic friends anymore. Just give me that health coverage, baby.
No, but you know what? Hey, wait a second now. I had treatment for my cancer, right? And on my wife's insurance plan, my out-of-pocket expense was less than $5,000 after going through chemo and radiation and the whole thing.
That's still a lot of money. Absolutely.
It's a substantial amount of money. I am sure, and I haven't
done
this comparison.
But now that you're making the big bucks on the radio show.
Big bucks. A little certificate. People drinking out of my coffee cup. Yeah. I got to bring my own coffee. Okay. I use a chair that I had to bring my own back support because I can't sit in a chair without having back pain. Yeah, doing great. Anyway, but I didn't do the comparison between Salem's medical plan and my wife's medical plan, but I think if I had the company medical plan... What I'm saying is there's a company-wide medical plan. If I had the company-wide medical plan, I would probably still be paying for my cancer treatment. It all depends on the medical plan that each particular company has.
This is what they should be talking about in Washington. This is what they should be addressing in Washington. What, Frankie? I'm sorry.
Well, three things. One, I think in fairness to people like Bernie
Sanders...
You'll
get to two before one of us interrupts you.
I haven't gotten to one. I didn't get to one. I'll get to two.
I didn't interrupt you.
But...
Sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Frank. Go for it. Yeah.
But I think, in fairness to people like Bernie Sanders, that's why he has
emphasized. You know, Joe, I was just saying. I'm sorry.
No. You know what, Frank? You're right on the money.
Issues
that's
like,
exactly
like
right.
Single payer health care, which is not necessarily a solution that I'm for.
No.
But he
no.
recognizes that this is
that's
a big
right.
issue
that's
that
right.
people actually care about
right.
more than impeachment. Also, you know, one of the Donald Trump has done a couple of really good things to stem the tide of this this rampant prescription drug price gouging. He has, with Congress's help, paved the way to allow states to import drugs from Canada. Yeah. Also, he's in some new measures that are taking effect, I think, next month. He's allowed for greater transparency in the area of prescription drug
yeah,
pricing
you're
for
right,
hospitals.
You're right, you're
but
right.
there's really one thing that needs to be done, and it should not even be a partisan issue right away, and it's something that both Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump talked about in 2016. Is right now, Joe, you know, one of the largest purchasers of prescription drugs in the world, not in the whole mm-hmm. country, but in the world, is mm-hmm. the Medicare system. The Medicare system purchases a boatload of prescription drugs, and yet, so that gives them an enormous amount of leverage and purchasing power, and yeah. yet they are prohibited by law from negotiating prices what? With the what? Prescription drug companies. Now, the VA is able to negotiate prices with the drug companies. Why shouldn't Medicare be able to do the same thing that that the VA does? To me, this is something that shouldn't even be a debate. There should be an up or down vote on this yesterday. And to the House's credit, even under Nancy Pelosi's leadership, they have passed this. And I wish the Senate would do the same thing.
Yeah, so it's a federal law? It's a federal law.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. It's a giveaway to the prescription drug companies. The prescription drug companies spend a lot of money on lobbyists. Mm. They spend a lot of money on wooing these senators and a lot of money in direct campaign contributions to these senators. And this is their reward, is that Medicare is not able to negotiate prices with the drug companies. It makes no sense. And there should be like a yellow vest style march in the streets tomorrow. But instead, no one's even talking about this except us. Instead, people are focused on this
That's
impeachment
right.
circus
exactly.
where we know what's going to end.
I'm amazed. No, we really didn't interrupt Frank.
That's, I was going to say, is that three?
You.
Is that three?
Yes, because, I'm done.
Okay, great. Well done. It's so true. So anyway, so these are the things that get me infuriated that we should be exactly what Frank just said, what they should be talking about down there. Infrastructure, too. You know, we still can't get the Gateway Project going. The Gateway. And then again, I'm going to tell you personally, to me, when I said, and I told you this a thousand times. And you know why I tell you? Because I know they're listening in Washington. I know they're listening. You know how I know? Because they use the words we use sometimes. I will use certain things. When I did the Adam Schiff thing, I'm saying, can you imagine the president calling Adam Schiff? And what is that? We did a whole bit on that a couple times. And then the next, I see it. I see either the president says it. Someone's telling somebody the word is getting out. So they listen to the show. That's why I always invite you to call, because you always have the best ideas. You're kind enough to listen. You have the best ideas. And I'm telling you, somebody's listening like that. And they will say that the bowels of the Capitol. I heard that somebody used that's my phrase. That's because I'm it sounds gross, but it is gross. That's where the Adam Schiff came up with this whole impeachment, the bowels of the Capitol, you know. And just as an aside to that too, they didn't allow one witness. They didn't even ask for a witness. The president had no recourse when this impeachment went through the House. Then they go on TV and Chuck Schumer does a press conference as the president is crushing it in Davos in Switzerland, and that yet they show Chuck Schumer because he knows the cameras are going to go on him, and he starts whining saying there's no witnesses. And you and I go, wait a minute, you guys covered that. You were supposed to do that in the House, and you did it in the House, yet you still now you're doing it in the Senate, and we know what's wrong. But yet for some reason, in the name of God, I can't figure out. And I tell you, prayers, you need people to show up. Remember I told you that how many voters in New Jersey are registered but don't vote? Al, you told me like millions.
Over 3 million people that didn't go out and vote last election. And that's going to be the problem next year, too. You got to remember.
Maybe they'll listen. I'm just saying. Everybody is listening, you know?
I don't think that, listen, I think if people are that fed up, and they should be, when Governor Murphy wants to give away free college education, when he wants to make the state a sanctuary state, and I'm not saying that the governor hasn't done some good things in the state, but a lot of the stuff that he wants to do, he cannot afford. He can't pay for it. So how does he pay for it? He wants the stupid millionaire's tax. The millionaire's tax is a non-starter. All the millionaires are going to do is go, okay, we're leaving. And then who foots the bill? The middle class foots the bill. If he wants substantial savings, Joe, if he wants substantial savings and he wants to give back to the middle class, cut property taxes. Stop spending so much money. Cut the property taxes for people. You get more people to stay in the state. It's pretty
simple.
But
you know what? But he won't. He'll give free legal advice to illegal aliens that come in. Am I allowed to say that on the radio? Illegal aliens? Am I,
hey, Governor Phil Murphy coming at you.
No, and a nice guy. But you can't just get here's licenses. Here's licenses. Here's free legal. What are my grandparents? All I keep thinking about. And you ever talk to somebody from the Greatest Generation, and then you see free college, free this, free that, and then that person in the Greatest Generation, whether it's your grandmother, you know, and they just shake their heads saying, you know what I got? When I went through the Depression, nothing. It was just blood, sweat, and tears that made it. Yet we're giving everything away. We can't afford it. Yet, to your point, Al, the one thing they don't cut back on is the thing we can't afford, and that's property tax anymore. Holy moly. 921 right now with Debbie out there on the roads, and I see the phone calls. I'll go when we come back. 877-970-2999. Let your voice be heard. Debbie, how you doing this morning? How are you, sweetheart? How you doing? Sweetheart.
I'm doing great.
My sweetheart, right? That's okay?
Anytime. I would never complain about that.
Get HR on the phone.
Now, I don't know why women would complain. That is something I will never understand. If somebody uses a term of endearment towards you, it's nice. I mean, that's not harassment. That's ridiculous.
Thanks. I sometimes will say, because I'm old, honey, you say somebody's honey, sweetheart, and I go, oh, excuse me. I have to do a caveat. Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to insult you like that. Holy moly.
I mean, would you? Right? Now, if a woman says, hello, handsome, would you be offended?
No, absolutely not.
Exactly. Exactly.
Ask around. I mean, I'm just... Wait, guys, you can't say that to a guy because he'll think now, oh, she's coming on to me. No, please stop it. Stop it. You know? Wow. Wow.
Well, she likes me.
Yeah. I like people call me sir all the time now, which means I'm really old. Oh, thank you, sir.
No.
It's like that, you know? Yeah.
I don't like when somebody says ma'am to me. It is horrible.
Yeah,
I'm like, please call me miss. Oh,
yeah,
ma'am is the absolute worst. I know people are trying to be respectful, but I'm like, no, please, no, not that word.
And I see old guys flirting with young girls. They go, hey, hi, how you doing? And you look very nice today. And then they go, thank you, sir. It's like they get shot down. It's great. Oh, you got to keep laughing, Deb. Mm-hmm. We got to keep laughing. Otherwise, we're going to be crying, baby, you know? There we go. Now I call you baby, you see? There it is. Again.
I will never
Frankie,
complain.
Frankie, get HR on the phone. Oh, I'm in trouble again.
I will never complain about that, I promise.
I love you, Deb. Love you.
Thanks, Joe. And let's see what's happening right now as we take it out to the subways. Looks like we're seeing delays on the 7 train because of some earlier problems with the stall train. The D train, the Uptown B and D trains, express only 161st to Tremont Ave with some ongoing switching problems. New Jersey Transit, 20-minute delays on all trains into and out of New York Penn Station. That's all due to a disabled train over by Secaucus, so watch out for that one. We're still seeing some stop-and-go traffic as you head over to Tunnelly Avenue northbound, heading up into North Bergen with a car fire, and prepare for delays on the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes north at 14 with an accident on the ramp over to the tolls. 130 northbound closed in South Brunswick. That's an accident. Eastbound side of the BQE, stop and go by Atlantic Avenue with a crash, and the Belt westbound at Knapp Street. It's an accident 15 to 20 minutes in over at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And watch for slowdowns on the Sagna Coast northbound by Pine Air Drive. Getting into Brentwood, a car fire being cleared. Sunny today, high of about 40. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970, The Answer.
There's a lot to learn and understand when getting ready to buy a home. Having a right lending team in place who can help is important. The lending experts at Citizens Bank can answer your questions about home borrowing or how to get started with a mortgage pre-approval. Call Citizens Bank at 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Special offer alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com, radio listener specials. Buy one, get one free offer today for MyPillow Giza Dream Sheets at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use promo code AM970.
Don't let your home be invaded this season with rats and mice. Keep them away the most humane way with plug-in, pest-free, 100% chemical-free. totally safe for your family and pets, and environmentally friendly. G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, the electromagnetic pest control device that has been scientifically tested and consumer-proven since 1995. Now that's fair dinkum. With a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 2-year manufacturer's warranty, what have you got to lose? Stop inviting unwanted rodents and pests in with baits. Say goodbye to traps and start saving money today with Plug-In Pest Free. Order yours now at gopestfree.com and save 20% with promo code SAVE20. That's gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Are you ready to start saving money? Gopestfree.com, promo code SAVE20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget.
Oh, hi. I'm sorry.
We're doing a show, you know.
I know, but I'm watching. Somebody just sent me the greatest video of the president reaching over to the governor of Texas. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, just tweeted it out. I'm just mesmerized at the congeniality, respect that President Trump shows that you just never hear about. I will tweet that out. Sorry, Al. I was totally mesmerized by that. And indeed, we'll get Kara to tweet that out, too. You know, God forbid, it's good news, right? Oh, God forbid. Hey, good news here, too. If you've been in an accident and you don't know who to turn to, may I humbly suggest the Brabnick Law Firm, John and Brent Brabnick. That's a father-son team. I love that. And their 18 lawyers are standing by to answer your questions. During the past 30 years, John Brabnick has represented thousands of people who have been in serious accidents, but it's always on a contingency basis. I love that. There's no recovery, no fee, you know? And during the past 30 years, the Brabnick Firm has always provided free consultations, free, to help people decide whether you need a lawyer or not. And the Brabnicks will come to your home if you have a personal injury claim. Feel free to call 7 days a week. Get answers about your claim. You know, auto accidents, negligence, malpractice. How about a work-related claim, right? Phone number is 877-423-4878. 877-423-4878. Or you can go to johnbramnick.com. It's johnbramnick.com.
Listen to AM 970, The Answer, on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com. America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hey, Jersey Joe on the radio. Yeah, I see the phone calls. Let me grab a couple phone calls, if I may. Can I go to Gene? Good morning. Gina, how are you? Thanks for calling. What is on your mind this morning?
Hey, Joe, Gene. How you doing?
Good, Gene. No, how are you?
I'm a little nervous. I'm a fellow bison from Jersey, so... Maybe I'll be able to get this out.
No, you got it. Thank you, sir. Go ahead. Yes.
I was just hearing about Governor Murphy. You know, I work in the auto industry, and you can't imagine the amount of people coming in with these new licenses. So it's definitely doing something for them. But it's more about what you were talking about. I was in church on Sunday, and I go there for some peace, and I do believe in Jesus. He's my Savior. I don't want to get into that whole part of it. But the whole sermon was about the census, about if you were illegal, make sure you go register for the census so they could get more votes.
Yeah.
About socialism, that it's in the Bible.
Oh, jeez, yeah.
I go to a mostly Spanish church.
Yeah,
I'm the only white guy in there, and how white people have worth 271,000 of families, and black and Hispanics are only worth 5,000, and that their wealth has to be redistributed.
Wait, the priest.
So while
the priest...
everybody turned around and looked at me in church, like, in other words, I don't know, I'm supposed to give them money or what. And I said to the pastor, I read the Bible. He said Joseph had to go for the census. So it's in the Bible. I said, yeah, but he also had to travel back to the place he was born.
So if you want to
quote the Bible, that's what I understood. He said, you don't understand what you're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
and then when I tried to talk to him after and also said, you know, I also read in the Bible, they're supposed to go after the sheep. Like, he left the 99 to go after one. I think I'm the one. Could you explain it to me? And basically, I was almost told, well, maybe you don't belong here.
You know what? Gene, thank you. And I'm feeling for you. And thank you for going to church. Don't stop going to church. But to your point, and I'll say this, I'm a diehard church-going, guilt-ridden, God-fearing Italian Catholic. And I'll double down. I love what the Catholic Church does, especially within the inner cities, you know? I mean, if the government for years has neglected the inner cities, the Catholic charities have not. So, but you're right on the money. Gene is right on the money because they'll appeal to the immigrants. And you know why? Because people are leaving the church in droves. And they're leaning to the Latino American community. And thank God for the Latino community because they are really the backbone of the Catholic Church now, from what I see. But to vilify someone else, no matter what the race is, to vilify and to blame you is inexcusable, number one. Number two is to get – it's like it reminds me of – and I want to say this with utmost respect for the Catholic Church, but they do – they reach out to the immigrants just so people go to church and to keep the church going. Is it – okay, let me say most of the priests, I'm sure – and maybe most of the hierarchy of the Catholic Church care about, I'm being kind here, care about immigrants who are coming in who have no place to go. But I think it's more of getting more parishioners in the church. I'm telling you. It's like this. Like the Democrats. The analogy is the Democrats. Oh, give them a free license. Oh, here. Give them free health care. Give the free senior citizens like Gavin Newsom in California, give them the free illegal aliens, give them free health care. What, my grandfather got free health care when he came over from Italy? Are you kidding me? And the Democrats say all of that for what? For votes. It's all for votes. They could care less about who's coming across the border and what kids are in cages, God forbid. It has nothing to do with that. It's all about the votes. And in church, unfortunately, and in the name of Jesus, we should accept everybody, certainly. But for the most part, a lot of the churches, it's all about getting the parishioners. And I feel bad because I know what you mean. You go to a church and you don't want to hear politics from the pulpit, man. You just don't want to hear it. I don't want to, and once you can't, it's why people are leaving the church is because there are politics from the pulpit, you know, and I know, but like I tell you about the things that we could do about manufacturing. I know how to do things, how to bring Jersey back. I know how to get the Gateway Project going in New Jersey. I know because I talk to people and it's so easy. It's just common sense. You break it down. I know how to get people back in the church. You got to cut the mass. You got to stop with the seven verses. You got to stop taking two collections. You got to keep the homily at 7 minutes. Keep it quick. Brighten it up. Look to the AME churches. Look to our African-American friends and how they celebrate the mass. You got to celebrate this mass. You have to be solemn when you go and you celebrate the Eucharist. That is the solemn part, that 10, 15 minutes there where you're celebrating and we're literally reliving what Jesus relived when at the Last Supper. You got to celebrate that in a somber way. Get to your knees, drop to your knees and give thanks to Christ. Understood. But the rest of the mass, it's got to be up and positive. I walk into the mass sometimes. Thank God I go to a great church, so I have no complaints there. But sometimes I walk to a mass, and then the music's droning on. And then they do seven verses. But you're exhausted, and you see people with their eyes shut. Come on, check it up a little bit. Don't lecture us. Gene, your point is well taken, and I'm feeling for you, my friend. Let me grab one more phone call. Let me go to Tony if I can, guys. And now you got me fired up, Gene, and thank you for calling. But don't stop going to church. You keep praising the Lord, my friend. Hey, Tony, how you doing? Thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning?
I want to say something to the AOC people. I want to tell them that socialism has starved tens of millions of people, while capitalism has fed hundreds of millions.
That's right.
And free people are not equal, and equal people are not free. Just two simple things to make these jerks realize what they're headed for.
Yeah, I don't know that they understand, but Tony, I appreciate it. Let me grab Matt real quick, but well said, Tony. You're right on the money. Matt, we got a couple seconds. Wanted to get you on the air. Thanks for waiting. What's on your mind, my friend?
Thank you, Joe. The fake news will never report this important fact that more crimes are prevented and more lives saved with good people that have guns than are committed with guns. As to the rally in Virginia. And Joe, the Democrats have it backwards. They are releasing violent criminals in Democrat sanctuary cities, like the one who murdered 92-year-old Maria Huerta. And by the same time, trying to take people's right to defend themselves away and their families by taking their guns away.
Yeah, you're right.
This is terrorism, Joe. That is terrorism.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Matt, right on the money. Oh, just devastating. And you're absolutely right. 877-970-2999. Love hearing from you. Trust me, people, it's not that they just listen to this show. I think they sample a lot of the talk radio shows as they go into their day out in D.C. And I like to think we're one of them. And they hear you. They hear you loud and clear. And God bless you for being committed and being the great patriots that you are, indeed. 877-970-2999. We're going to talk to my pal Scott Chesney coming up. He's got a great event that we'd love to see you at in Asbury Park, New Jersey, for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation. Hey, it's 9:35. That means Al Gattulo is standing by with the headline news, live and local, right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
29 degrees at 9:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Hawaii Congresswoman and presidential candidate Tulsi Gabbard has filed a defamation suit against Hillary Clinton this morning. Gabbard alleges Clinton cost her campaign $50 million after calling her a Russian asset. The complaint filed in the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. Port Jefferson is hosting its first ice festival. Different ice carvings will be placed throughout the village to create a winter wonderland on February 8th and 9th. Visitors will be able to take photos while sitting on a giant ice throne or posing with a large ice sled. There'll also be ice skating demonstrations, live music, and marshmallow roasting. A six-year-old girl from New Jersey being called a hero after she helped wake up her family during an early morning fire. It happened Monday in Avenel as Madeline Carlbon was awakened by the sound of smoke detectors going off and ran to wake everybody up. Turns out her father, Jimmy Carlbon, previously served as chief of the Avenel Fire Department. Both Madeline, her mom and dad, as well as her two-year-old brother, Hunter, made it out safely, but the home is uninhabitable and the town's fire department is accepting donations on the family's behalf. In sports, Derek Jeter officially on his way to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Larry Walker also inducted as well. But Jeter's Morris County, New Jersey native Derek Jeter had a career .310 batting average. He notched 3,465 hits, and he knocked in 1,311 RBIs and won five World Series with the Yankees. Islanders beat the Rangers in MSG 4-2. St. John's beaten by Marquette 82-68. Sports is brought to you by Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey. Sign up for an annual membership today and give one away to anyone you like. Absolutely free. Retro Fitness, your goals, your way. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Let's go to the LIE eastbound at the Seaford Oyster Bay. An accident just about clear from that spot. The Wanton northbound at the Northern State. It looks like an accident on that ramp. We're seeing delays on the Cross Bronx West at Rosedale Avenue. An accident there as well. And prepare for some stop-and-go traffic on the eastbound BQE getting in toward Atlantic Avenue with an accident blocking one lane. 15 to 20 in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Inbound GWB looks okay. Outbound, it's construction on the upper level. And if you're heading to the inbound Lincoln Tunnel, a minor delay. Holland Tunnel still about 15 minutes into town. And watch out for some stop-and-go traffic on the New Jersey Turnpike. The car lanes north at 14 with an accident on the ramp to the tolls. 287 South exit 5 heading in toward Piscataway. Looks like an accident over there. Sun today, high of about 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Exergen. The brutal cold and flu season is upon us, and the number one flu symptom is fever. So use a thermometer that's proven accurate by more than 80 clinical studies. The Exergen thermometer. See our educational video at exergen.com.
I love Retro Fitness. Retro Fitness is great. You know, I love it. I'm a gym rat. What am I going to tell you? I'll be honest with you, right? You know, passionate about health and fitness. Ever since they diagnosed me with a cancer, they got the cure rate in 91, but in 81, I was diagnosed with cancer. That's when I started working out. That's when I started taking all the antioxidants I tell you about. You know, I tell you about balance of nature and stuff, you know, and that's when I started working out. I was passionate about it because the doctor said, Joe, you got to keep active, man. You know, to fight off all the diseases that are out there, just to keep yourself going. So now I love it so much that I have a business partner, Stacy, and she said to me, Joe, you love working. Why don't you just get a gym? I go, you can get a gym? You know, the guy's always the dumb one in the partnership, right? Huh? What? I get a gym. Yes. So Stacy had a connection with dear friends at Retro Fitness. So she found a Retro Fitness, great Retro Fitness in Flemington, New Jersey. But I got to tell you, Retro came up with this deal that I'm about to tell you. This buy one, give one. This is the best marketing deal that I've ever heard of. And I don't mean buy one, get one. You know, buy one, get one? No. Buy one, give one. You can give away a membership to absolutely anyone you want if you buy one. Unlike other gyms, Retro Fitness has created this offer with no gimmicks or strings attached. The offer is exactly what it says it is. You buy an annual membership, boom, you give a one-year membership away for free. And we gave a membership away for free yesterday to Joe and Passaic. God bless you, Joe. And then we gave him another one to give to somebody else. We love, you know, Retro is just exploding. And thank God the business is great in Flemington, New Jersey, you know. And we'd love you to go to RetroFitness.com. Check out a Retro Fitness near you. But really, come down to Flemington. That's the best Retro Fitness. Stacy is standing by for you, by the way, if you want to chat with her. 908-238-3695. It's 908-238-3695. We want you to get real with Retro Fitness of Flemington, New Jersey.
Hey, my dad is bringing home the best birthday cake ever.
It was my fifth birthday, and my dad was bringing home the cake.
Should have been here a half hour ago.
The cake never made it, and neither did my dad.
911, what's your emergency?
That was the day a drunk driver killed my dad.
Daddy?
Impaired drivers take lives. Think.
Sponsored by the New York State Governor's Traffic Safety Committee. Aired in cooperation with the New York State Broadcasters Association.
Ever wonder what the real story is behind a headline-making legal case? Or the reasons for a judge's decision? Well, every weekend on our station, Champions of Justice with Tom Girardi features revealing interviews with those who make the laws and those who protect your rights through the rule of law. Tom asks the questions, and you get to hear the revealing answers. So join us Sunday mornings at 10 for Champions of Justice here on AM 970, The Answer.
Do you want to send your child to a Christian school but are overwhelmed by the cost? Then AM 970 The Answer's discount tuition program may be right for you. The discount tuition program is a way for parents to send their children to a quality Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition. We've partnered up with some of the leading schools in the New York, New Jersey metro area to help parents to reduce the costs and still have their children receive a quality, faith-based education. Here are just a few of the participating schools. Long Island Lutheran Middle and High School, Timothy Christian School, Upper Room Christian School, Christ Our Foundation Learning Center. You can see the full list of participating schools at am970theanswer.com. AM 970 The Answer is also offering each school the opportunity to promote their school with a full radio advertising campaign. For more information on how you can send your children to a Christian school at half the cost of the annual tuition or how you can get your school enrolled in the program, go to am970theanswer.com or call 212-857-9630. That's 212-857-9630.
Hey, Joe on the radio. So, you know, I worry about everything, you know, because I'm a worrywart. So then when Laura, one of our sales chiefs, comes in and she goes, Joe, you know, I have all the title information on your home. I said, what? I said, well, I talked to the folks at Home Title Lock, and they said they researched and your home is not protected. I said, well, what can they do? And Laura told me, they said, well, I want you to talk to the folks at Home Title Lock. Let's have a conference call. And we did. And they were great. And we had a best time. And they were great people. But they told me that the FBI calls home title theft one of the fastest growing white collar crimes. They steal your home. Listen, this is unbelievable. Criminals find the title to our homes online, right? Then they file fraudulent documents claiming to own them. It sounds crazy, but it gets worse. Listen, people have literally been evicted from their own homes because of this. One gal was evicted from her home. She lost 85 grand. Did you hear about that? Yeah, 85 grand in equity. Nobody believes you can get your home stolen this easily. But you know what? It is happening. I saw it. I talked with these folks. This is why you need to get Home Title Lock, because, of course, no insurance or bank protects your home from title theft. Now, first things first, please go to HomeTitleLock.com, register your address, and to see if you're already a victim and you don't know it. Then sign up to help protect the legal title to your home. And to get you started, I can offer you a 60 risk-free days of protection. I can offer you that, okay? HomeTitleLock.com. You get 60 risk-free days of protection. Please go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com.
Take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Did you miss what happened on the Joe Piscopo Show live stream? Catch up on our YouTube channel. YouTube.com/AM970 The Answer.
Happy Wednesday, January 22nd on 2020 already. You believe that? In the middle of the end of January, going into February. Holy moly. Hey, it's 9:44. So one of my buddies is a great, great kid. He's a kid, and he does some great things in the nonprofit arena. And he called. He said, Joe, can I mention this on the show? Because I'll be down February 5th. We're going to be down in Asbury Park with the great Jay Moore, who is hysterical. From Verona, Jeff Norris, one of the funniest guys on the planet. And I'm going to do a drop by and shake some hands and jump on stage and say hi. And Scott Chesney is that individual. He's a speaker. He's a coach, a consultant, two-time world traveler, navigator of life. And, you know, he's I'm going to ask Scott personally about, and you're going to be amazed when you hear about this young man. But first, let's bring him to the airwaves. Scott Chesney, welcome to the show, man. Always great to hear from you, my friend.
Hey, Joe. Happy New Year. Thanks for having me on.
You too. How are the kids, buddy? You have two children. How old are they now, if I can ask?
Oh, my daughter, Nia, she's 17 and not only driving us crazy, but driving a car now. But she's doing great, starting to look at colleges.
Wow.
And my son, Ray, is a freshman in high school. And
unbelievable.
Both great kids.
It's unbelievable, man. God bless you for that. And then let's talk about what's happening in that's February 5th. I got the date right, right, Scott? And it's in Asbury Park. Tell us about that. This is for the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, correct?
Yes, the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, which is a slogan, today's care, tomorrow's cure, doing everything they can to help people with paralysis. And so we're doing this wonderful event as part of our Access Asbury initiative. And what that is that our president and CEO, Peter Wilderotter, actually determined that Asbury Park was one of those cities that's so open-minded to people, and it was part of a resurgence, and they've gone through a lot of renovation. They said, hey, why not make accessibility one of their programs? So Access Asbury is part of our today's care in helping people with paralysis to navigate life living with paralysis, taking a look at Asbury Park and from the beaches all the way on inward to different businesses, to the train station, to everything for not only tourists who come down there every summer and during the course of the year, but also for residents who have mobility disabilities, is that trying to give them a level playing field. So we're getting people in the ocean with our beach days. We're getting people to visit restaurants and to actually have job opportunities.
That's
and working
great,
really
man.
Well with the city and the Chamber of Commerce. But we have a huge event on February 5th, and we're so excited you could be there. And I want to tell people, I mean, Joe, I don't know if he sleeps at all. So when I contacted Joe about this and everything, I know you get super early, and we want you to be fresh for the show the following day. We got Joe kicking off the show at around 7 o'clock, and then we want to get him back home so he can get a little bit of beauty rest. He doesn't need it, though. A little bit of beauty rest,
Lord.
So that he can be fresh for his
You are the best. Thank you for that, because you know what? People always go, come on now. When's the show? 11 o'clock at night. Don't worry about it. You'll be fine. But I'm going to jump on. And then what's great is, and which I appreciate, and by the way, I appreciate too, Scott, and I've known you so many years, I could tell you, I could speak to you like the friend that you are, is that you put my picture, nice special appearance by Joe Piscopo, and then Jay Moore is going to be doing the heavy lifting, and Jay is one of the funniest cats. You got to see Jay live. Jay Moore in concert from Verona, New Jersey. He's going to be up, and then you got Jeff Norris, we know Jeff, we've worked with Jeff, so how funny is Jeff Norris, man? He's coming down doing a full set for you, Scott.
He's actually going to be emceeing, but we have him in between the different acts. So he's going to be doing a full set. And then we have Scott Baker and Vinnie Mark. I mean, I'm going to tell you, it's going to be the most hilarious night ever for a wonderful cause that night.
Where's it going to be at this nice hotel that I keep? It's the Berkeley. Is that what that is?
At the Berkeley Hotel right there in Asbury Park. And it's going to be a wonderful evening again. Great cause, and we're just doing everything to raise awareness to paralysis research. And again, you know, I've navigated life for almost 35 years with paralysis, so I'm wheeling the talk. I'm not walking the talk yet. I'm still working on it. But
I got to tell you, you are the most brothers and sisters. I got to tell you about Scott Chesney. This guy, and I got introduced to him by my mentor, Raymond Chambers, who we know and love and has done so much to help everybody. So Ray introduced me to Scott. This kid is a handsome, handsome kid, and yet in a wheelchair for how long? Have you had paralysis in a wheelchair for how long? 30 what?
Well, I loved how you called me a kid before, and I love you for that. I'm actually going to be 50 this year.
I
have lived life for nearly 35 years. So when I was 15 years old, Joe, I just woke up. I woke up to paralysis. I had a stroke in my spinal cord.
Wow.
And something that was kind of like buried there since birth, but could have gone my whole life without anything happening. There was no accident, no injury, no trauma.
Jeez.
It was just my time. And while I want to absolutely get on my feet again and do everything possible, the bigger question is, do I have to walk again? And the answer is no. I mean, I've accepted paralysis. I mean, it might be much easier to get back on my feet and walk again. And the Reeve Foundation and funding different research pockets is doing that. But they've also addressed the whole quality of life component here and helping people to live their lives to the fullest with paralysis. And just as one of their ambassadors wanting to wheel my talk. And I have to tell you, I would not trade the last 35 years of my life for anything.
Now, weren't you in high school, if I can, not to get too personal, but you were like a jock, man. You were playing football, and you were as active as anybody. Am I right, Scott?
Yeah, I had two dreams at the time, Joe. I played football, basketball, and baseball. I went to play basketball at UNC, where Michael Jordan played. Or I wanted to play quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners. Those were my two dreams and aspirations. Life was all about movement. In so many ways, it's still about movement. And I tell people that athlete within me that just helped me for the first 15 years of my life, I still wake up to that athlete within who's all about discipline, who's all about exercise. And just it's having that heart set and that mindset that just gets me out of bed every day and live my life to the fullest.
You know, Scott, you're an inspiration, brother. Let me tell you something. Where can we get tickets for this Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation? It's February 5th at the Berkeley in Asbury Park. Where can we go for tickets, Scott?
It's www.christopherreeve. So it's Christopher and then REEVE.org. And that's the main page. And you'll see just the Super Belly Laughs at the Berkeley. You'll see that event on February 5th. It's a Wednesday night. And 7 to 11, and you can get your tickets there, and there'll be a silent auction. There'll be different ways you could get involved. And if you can't make it to the event, please consider making a donation as well.
ChristopherReeve.org. You know, you're the best, Scott. God bless you. Can't wait to see you, my friend, and thanks for jumping on the air with us this morning.
Thanks for having me, Joe. All the best to you and your audience and everyone in your life, buddy.
Yeah, give my love at home. Thank you, Scott Chesney. What a great kid, Scott. I got a kid. I've known him, my goodness gracious, for 20-some-odd years.
Wow.
So inspirational, I'm telling you. And when, like he said, in a wheelchair for 35 years, he lights up a room. He comes into the room, like he says. He wheels into the room, and he just commands such presence. And a shout-out to our mentor, Raymond Chambers, for putting us all together. Always just trying to do good. And that's February 5th. If you're down there, Deb, come on by. Asbury Park,
fun.
New Jersey, baby.
Sounds like a blast. Sounds like so much fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun. 9:52, Debbie's out there. She's checking out the roads for you this morning. Here it is. Look, it is almost 10 o'clock. Mike Gallagher coming up at 10:05, but Debbie's on the roads for you at 9:52 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe, Ocean Ave right now getting up through Asbury Park is moving along okay. 78 eastbound exit 40, that ramp is blocked into Watchung. It's all due to some ongoing police department activity. Inbound GWB moving smoothly. Outbound is construction on the upper level. Lincoln Tunnel, you're going to be waiting about 5 to 10 minutes getting into town. Heading to the inbound Holland Tunnel, 15 minutes into town. 3 westbound, right at Route 46. Accident with injuries over in Clifton. We're seeing slowdowns on the Cross Bronx West getting out toward the area of Rosedale Avenue because of earlier problems there. And traffic is moving slowly for you as you head to the eastbound BQE up by Atlantic Avenue with an accident there. Queens Midtown Tunnel, still 15 to 20 minutes getting into town, so watch out for slowdowns. And we're seeing delays on the Wanton northbound at the Northern State. Looks like an accident over on the ramp. 287 westbound out by the Taconic, some construction. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Let's face it, we love Alexa, and we love to let her find your favorite radio station. This one, of course. We love it, too, when she finds us. But she could find us easier if we taught her a simple skill. To get started, simply say,
Alexa, enable the Answer New York skill.
After she confirms, you can then say,
Alexa, play the Answer New York.
That's all you have to do, and Alexa will learn how to find us. You can listen to us through your Amazon Echo, Echo Show, Echo Dot, and Amazon Tap devices. Alexa, what is your favorite radio station?
That's easy. AM 970, The Answer. In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. The next Dining Out Dialogue at the Hunt and Fish Club on January the 24th. Special guest co-host Carol Markowitz in person. And guests, former supermodel Elizabeth Pipko and Fox News superstar Laura Logan. Call 212-575-4949 for reservations.
Here's your AM 970 Weather Answer forecast.
For today, it'll be mostly sunny, a bit milder during the afternoon hours, a high near 40. Mainly clear tonight, low 31 in the city, but mid-20s in a few suburbs. Sunny to partly cloudy tomorrow, even milder, a high of 46. Friday, we'll see some morning sunshine followed by increasing clouds, a high of 48. Rain arrives during the day Saturday, perhaps mixed with some sleet and snow in the northern and western suburbs, a high in Midtown of 44. I'm meteorologist Rob Miller on AM 970, The Answer.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate it very much. Piscopo in the Morning, 9:56. I want to tell you about Della Russo Laser Vision. You know, they're a family-held and owned medical practice that specializes in LASIK as well as eye exams. Check this out, please. Contact lenses, regular frames and lenses, cataract surgery, and more. I was over there, spent a couple hours with the good folks over at the doctors, Dr. Bowser. I saw Dr. Joe, and I saw the whole family over there. Chris walked me through. It was so great because I just wanted to double check my eyes and everything, and Dr. Jeffrey as well. You can't feel more comfortable. Plus, anything that you need. I didn't know. I went through so many exams, and my eyes, thank God, are in pretty good shape. I may, you know, I'm getting older, so they could see the start of cataracts, and I may have that taken care of, but I may wait a little while. But they don't, like, jump on it, and I don't need LASIK surgery. By the way, you know, they have performed over since 1990, 165,000 LASIK surgeries. 165,000. They wrote the book. And when I talk to Dr. Joe, he's in the middle of patients, by the way. God bless him. I say, hey, when did you start out? How did you start out? What did they do in the hospitals? And he came up with the concept of just doing it right there in the office. You know, that was Dr. Joseph Della Russo who came up with that whole concept. You're going to love Della Russo. So if you have a little problem in your eyes, no matter whether it's floaters, vision, cataracts, LASIK surgery, whatever it is, they have four centers now. This is the man that comes from Hell's Kitchen, and he brings Della Russo in, and he is now a legend. And now I invite you to go to New Jersey, go to Manhattan, go to Brooklyn, go to Long Island. You know, I have personally benefited from these great folks at Della Russo. Love Dr. Della Russo. He's a man of integrity. I told you, for him to evaluate my eyes and then say, "Now you're doing okay, Joe. Hold on there." I love him being honest like that. You know, this is Dr. Della Russo. By the way, Frank and Al, they had their eyes done, LASIK. They had their laser vision done at Della Russo Laser Vision with the LASIK surgery. So they don't have to wear glasses now. You know, trust only the best with your vision. I'm telling you, Della Russo Laser Vision is who you can trust. Now, you can schedule a free consultation with Dr. Della Russo, 855-646-2020. It's 855-646-2020, or visit, please, DellaRusso.com. Hey, Joe on the radio. Frankie, thanks so much for a great show today, man. Unbelievable.
Thank you, Joe.
Moving so fast. Hey, let's go watch the Senate thing at 1 o'clock. Frank, want to do that together at a bar somewhere? That sounds like fun, huh? Sure. Maybe not. Hey, and Fairway, by the way, Kevin McCullough's been texting. Al, Fairway is not going out of business, correct?
I will tell you about it in 10 seconds.
Ah, there you go. Debbie, thank you. Hey, thank you for listening. Mike Gallagher coming up. Go out and make it the best day ever.